Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. We have some great guests tonight. I'm excited to start it out with a dear friend of mine, Marion Moore. She's producing the Peter Ostrusko tribute. Now, the tickets went on sale back in August 12th. And, of course, this would have been Peter's 69th birthday. And if you don't know who Peter Ostrusko is, I feel sorry, because this man has written music, recorded music, worked with so many incredible artists around the world, really. And I had the opportunity to sing on one of his albums along with Bobby McFerrin and Eddie Robinson, who is called Our Pavarotti. And I was just so excited and nervous at the same time. So I want you to know more about this man and a big event that's coming up to really help people learn and know so much more about him. Welcome to my dear friend, Marion Moore. How are you, honey?
I'm doing great, listening to your show.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want you to tell us who Peter Ostrusko was to you.
Well, he was a very dear friend and such an inspiration as a musician, Geralyn. We got to know each other just the same time I got to know you when I was producing that TV show at Channel 2 back in 1980. And, wow. Geralyn, I was putting together a reel for the pre-show at the Women's Club. We're doing a tribute because Peter died a year and a half ago, but because of COVID, we haven't been able to gather. And his widow, Marge Ostrusko, and Prudence Johnson and I, all friends for over 40 years, are producing this together. But I put together a reel, and I'm 25 minutes of Peter playing, and just watching the way that he plays, he goes all the way into the music. It's like he's in love with the music as he's playing it. It's so beautiful to behold.
Well, he was a beautiful person. I do know that he has been in so many different genres and diverse broadcast shows, from the Minnesota Orchestra and Prairie Home Companion to TV appearances on Late Night with David Letterman and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We could go on and on about all of the successes that he had. He even did a gig with Bob Dylan. I mean, you know, did a recording session with him. It's just remarkable. Right. So as we look at who is going to join this big event that is coming up, I want you to tell us who are the artists that are involved in performing or talking.
Yeah, I was thinking about Peter's career, which spanned 50 years. And so, and there will be people from all of the decades that played with him, from Becky Thompson, who played with him in the 70s. And you remember her as part of Women Who Cook when we played together in 1982. Claudia Schmidt, Greg Brown, Dean McGraw, and then Kevin Kling, the storyteller. They did a lot of collaboration, and Kevin will be there. On it goes. Prudence Johnson.
Robin and Linda Williams.
They actually are not able to come, but
Kim Hennessy.
And it's really beautiful, just, you know, all these people that played with him that are going to be able to honor him by playing together and playing songs of his. And we're doing it at the Women's Club, which is a lovely, intimate theater.
It really is a beautiful spot.
And one thing really important that anybody who knew Peter's music or knew Peter knew about him is the Ukrainian heritage. Both of his parents emigrated from Ukraine, and it was a huge part of his music, you know, his religion, his food, his cooking. And we are going to be giving people the opportunity to learn more about ways to donate to relief efforts through the Ukrainian American Community Center here in Minnesota. And so we're inviting people to come early for a social hour and opportunities to give there, because even though this war came after Peter passed, we know that that's what he would want to do to honor his people.
You know, it's just quite remarkable that this is to celebrate and honor one of Minnesota's most versatile instrumentalists and songwriters. And I know people are going to come out. The tickets are still on sale, correct?
Yeah, you can get them through Eventbrite. So just go to Eventbrite and write Peter Ostrushko in the search function and you will find it. Dan Chouinard is going to be leading the band with Joel Sales and Mark Anderson. Yeah, it's going to be virtuosos right and left. Richard Crane,
wow.
People that were with him on the Prairie Home for years.
Yeah. I always loved turning around on the stage at Prairie Home at the Fitzgerald. I loved turning around to see Peter there. There was something that just softened everything just to look in his face. He had this really peaceful look when he was playing. So I'm just excited to be to be able to come to this. Now it starts, the social hours at 5:30, 6:15, doors open. 7 o'clock is the concert.
Yeah, well, we're going to open the doors a little early, like 6, because of giving people the opportunity at 6:15 to watch this video from the 80s. Gerilyn, I also found video from a documentary we did about the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And if you have any country music fans in your audience, Vassar Clements was a famous fiddler, and Peter on this video is Peter performing with Vassar Clements and talking about how Vassar taught him to play when he was just starting out. So there's a lot of, the history of Peter's life as a musician that people will get a sense of. And it's also family, his daughter and his wife, you know, so it's sort of, we never got to have a memorial service for Peter. So it's all of it in one, his family, his community of musicians, his community of Ukrainians. And there'll be Ukrainian musicians as well.
You know, is it
Ryobikin and Natalie Novitsky?
Well, it's really exciting that this is happening for Peter. He surely deserves it. And
For
Marge, too, I can't wait to wrap my arms around her, his wife, his widow. Peter was also Orthodox, but he was also unorthodox. And you got to explain that to me. tell me how is that?
Well, I mean, the religion that he grew up with is Ukrainian Orthodoxy. And I don't know if you're reading some quote of him being Orthodox and unorthodox, but I would say that
I am.
You know, he was very loyal to tradition, but then he also, you know, he had this one thing that comes to mind, like a band called the Mando Boys. And then there were 5 mandolins and they all wore fezes. You know, he was sort of a goofball. You know, he writes this song about borscht. So he had great humor along with being very loyal to tradition, both musical tradition and, cultural tradition. How'd I do with that answer?
You did very well with that answer. And I will tell you, it was Kevin Kling, the storyteller, that will be there. He was the one that wrote that quote. So I'll ask him what he meant by that. How did that come to be? Okay, so Marion, give us the information one more time so people know where to go to get their tickets to come to this incredible event.
It's at the Woman's Club. You can find out about it on their website or on the Eventbrite website. And just write in Peter Ostrushko, Ostrushko, and it will lead you to the tickets. And then we're going to also Facebook live stream it. So there will be a Peter Ostrushko event on Facebook as well. So people can find it that way if they're not able to come to the show. And it's the 19th at 6 p.m. doors.
Incredible. I'm so happy I had to see you last night. And I'm talking to you today. Yes. Okay, 6 p.m. doors, 7 p.m. the concert begins. All right. I love you, Marion. You know I do. You are a sister of mine.
Thank
for sure.
Thank you for having us and for caring about
Thanks for joining
Peter.
Us tonight. I sure appreciate it.
Bye, honey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.